This is Dr. Shelley Epstein. I'm dictating an independent medical evaluation. Examinee Joseph Scarcella, Scarcella, claim number 301-800-141-690001. MES number 211-2300-8367. Case type, workers' compensation evaluation, specialty psychiatry, employer insured, JFK, New York City. Insurance client, Sedgwick, CMS/Syracuse. Exam location, 222 Middle Country Road, Suite 210, Smithtown, New York, 11787. Allegations, post-concussion syndrome, neck and right elbow, amended to include major depressive disorder secondary to injury. Mr. Scarcella is a 63-year-old divorced male, resides alone, currently not working. He last worked on April 16, 2018 in his job as a flight attendant for 36 years, most recently for Delta Airlines. He states he was working as a purser in the galley, bent to pick something up and hit the top of his head with a counter while attempting to stand. He suffered a lump and pain through his back. He states he felt dazed and almost fell down. When they landed at JFK Airport, he was met by a manager. He declined an offer to go to the hospital. He stated he went home instead. In the morning, he was experiencing neck pain, dizziness, and a lump on his head, as well as a headache. He presented to CityMD for evaluation, and they recommended a neurology consultation. He did follow through and saw Dr. Haimovic, Haimovic, who diagnosed him with a concussion. He then underwent rehab for his shoulder, neck, and back pain. He suffered with poor sleep and episodes of dizziness. He started to feel depressed and upset, being unable to attend work. He therefore consulted an orthopedist, Dr. Harold Feldman. He states he tried Zoloft and Lexapro, both of which he found not to be helpful with regards to his mood. Prazosin, P-R-A-Z-O-S-I-N, helped his bad dreams. Past psychiatric history, known for a trial of Lexapro. Medical history. His PCP is Dr. Anselmi, A-N-S-E-L-M-I. For his hypertension, he takes Losartan 100 milligrams daily, as well as omeprazole for peptic ulcer disease. He reports that he has weaned off of Sonata. His current medications are Losartan 100 milligrams daily, Trintellix 30 milligrams daily, Adderall 25 milligrams twice a day, omeprazole 3 times a week, Advil PRN, and Valium 5 milligrams BID PRN. He reports no problems being off of his daytime stimulant. At times, he needs assistance with a cane. Social history. He was raised in Huntington, the third of four children, and a very close friend passed away at a young age, when he was at a young age. He has a bachelor's degree. He was divorced in 2009. He states his divorce was bitter. He denies a history of physical assault or sexual abuse. He has a 30-year-old daughter. His son died in 2016 from a drug overdose. Several close friends have recently died. Current mental status exam. He was casually dressed with fluent speech. Mood was neutral. Good eye contact. Mildly depressed at times. Not suicidal or homicidal. No paranoia. Some helplessness. Not anhedonic. He is alert and oriented to person, place, and time. Insight and judgment are good. Specific questions. Actually, before I say specific questions, I'm going to say impression and recommendations. I feel Mr. Scarsella carries a diagnosis of major depressive disorder, moderate recurrent, not psychotic, as well as panic disorder. He is currently receiving monthly visits with M. Cunningham for 30 minutes each. He is interested in pursuing a private psychiatrist and has an appointment set up in 3 weeks. Meanwhile, he will continue therapy with Ms. Stallone, Stallone, once a week for 45-minute sessions. The patient's medications have been listed. He did not look or behave in an over-medicated manner during my evaluation. I feel the diagnosis is properly stated and supported by objective findings. His history of injury and subsequent treatment was reviewed. I believe there is a causal relationship between the accident and the psychiatric injuries claimed by the claimant. His current medical status has been documented above. There is no history of prior injuries or pre-existing conditions that have that impact on his current injury. I believe his medical services, treatments, and diagnostics are medically necessary and related to his injury. He is reporting progress with the current treatment plan and program. I believe the length and frequency of his treatment is appropriate. I would defer to my medical colleagues regarding the need for any future diagnostic tests. I do not believe he has reached MMI. He is not receiving maintenance care. His subjective complaints are supported by objective medical evidence. His current His current degree the patient's current degree of disability is 75 percent. My recommendation is that treatment should continue with monthly visits with M. Cunningham for 30 minutes. Therapy with G. Stallone once a week for 45 minutes. This should be continued for another 4 to 6 months with possible reevaluation at that time. Should you have any further questions, please do not hesitate to call. NYWC attestation. I certify that this report is a full and truthful representation of my professional opinion with respect to the claimant's condition in accordance with WCL Section 12 NYCRR 300.2 D4E. I further certify that no person or entity has caused, directed, or encouraged me to submit a report that differs substantially from my professional opinion, and that I have reviewed this report and attest to its accuracy.